The Gemara Brachos and Daf Ches Amud Aleph tells us that Rava told Raphim by Papa, said, "Tell me the beautiful things that you heard, Mishmei de Rav Chista, the name of Rav Chista, related to the Lachos of Beis Knesses." And the Gemara continues, "Amalei Hochi Amar Rav Chista, Mai Dixiv Ove Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishknos Yaakov, Ove Hashem Sharim Hansionim Bahalach Yos Mibate Knesios Mirati Medrasos. V'hainu d'amar Rav Chia Ba'ami Mishmei de'ula Miyom Shechav Beis Amikdash Ein Lo L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Olama Ela Abba Amar Shel Halach Bolvad. V'amavei Mireish Avikar Sina Bikot Beisa U'matzlinu Be'k Nishta Kevin D'Shemane Lel Amar Rav Chia Ba'ami Mishmei de'ula Miyom Shechav Beis Amikdash Ein Lo L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Olama Ela Abba Amar Shel Halach Bolvad Lo V'matzlinu Ela Heiched D'Gavisna." And so he told him that from the time of the Churban that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves especially the lochus of the Beis Medrash, and because Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ela Dalet Amar Shel Halacha, and because of that, once he heard that, he would prefer to daven to the place that he learned in the Beis Medrash rather than what he used to do before, to prefer to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. So this halacha and this sugya, the Rav said, is different than the sugya in Megillah, which has a discussion which kedusha is greater, kedusha is beis haKnesses or beis haMedrash. Nafkamina is, can you sell a shul to buy beis Medrash, or the reverse, can you sell a beis Medrash to sell a shul, depending on which is the greater kedusha. If beis Knesses is the greater kedusha, milim bekodesh, you can sell the beis haMedrash for to buy beis Knesses. And if you hold Beis HaMedrash as the greater Kedusha, then you can sell the Beis HaKnesses to buy the Beis HaMedrash. So I said, that sugya is a shaila in which Kedusha is greater. Here the Gemara is telling us a different halach, irrespective of which you hold is the greater Kedusha, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, but there's a special kiyum to daven in the place where you learn. Why is that? That's because apparently there's a relationship between tefillah and Talmud Torah. And the reason for that is that both Tefillah and Talmud Torah are kiyumim of avodah shebelev, that we stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu and we establish a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu through Tefillah, Amida Lifnei Hashchina, and also by glimpsing the infinite mind of God through Talmud Torah. And this is explicit in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Hei, where he says in the Mitzvah of avodah shebelev, he says, "He said, Shivano la'avdo yis'ala v'lashon sifriu la'avdo zu tefillah v'ama gamkin la'avdo zu talmud u'mishnaso shavu b'loz b'et no shavu b'yosi aglili amu minayin le'ika tefillah b'tocha mitzis mihocha es ha'shem al-kecha tira v'oso tavod v'amu avdeo b'toroso avdeo b'mikdosho klomo l'lecha sham l'spalo," and so on. So you see from the Rambam that the Rambam thinks that the avodah shebelev is fulfilled both through tefillah, which the Rambam considers to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, and also through Talmud Torah. And that's why we understand the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph, Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Omdim Lehispalel El Mitoch Halacha Psuka. And similarly in the Yerushalmi, Perk Hey Halacha Aleph, Tony Lo Yamad Adam Vispalo, El Mitoch Dova Shel Torah. And the Rambam quotes that in Perk Dalfin Chestvila, Halach Yud Ches, Vachain Imd Ondim Lispalo, Lomitoch Schok, Vlomitoch Kalis Rose, Vlomitoch Sichov, Vlomitoch Meriva, Vlomitoch Kas, El Mitoch Divre Torah. So we see that Miikra Din, that there's a kiyum and a special halacha to daven mitoch divrei Torah. And that's also in the Yerushalmi, in Perek Aleph. Rashi quotes it as well. The Yerushalmi says, "Tani ha-kore kodim lachen lo yatsu yidei chavoso, v'kin lama koren oso bebeis ha-knesses." Namely, why do we say kriyashma before the davening, even if we're not yoytzei? "Amar reb yoysib ein koren oso bebeis ha-knesses, v'shil latsu yidei chavoso." Look, El kidei lamod b'tfila mitoch dvar shel midover shel Torah. So you see from the Yerushalmi that the reason we read Kriyashma in shul before even if it's before Seisah Kochavim, even if we're not Yotzei at that point, the reason we do it before davening is Lamod Mitoch Divrei Torah, because it's a special kiyum to learn before Talmud Torah, whether it's Halacha Psuka or which halachas, but there's a special kiyum of Talmud Torah that it integrates itself, is a kiyum together with tefillah. Both are fulfillment of a vod of shibalev, through which there's a kiyum of amidah v'nei hashchina. And this is also clear in Tosfos and in Rashi, that say that that the reason Tosfos says, and daf lamed aleph amed aleph, divrei maaser rabbanon avdik masnisin, v'kavasari kaimlon l'chein ein mispal mitoch kalas rosh v'schok el mitoch kovid rosh v'simcha shal mitzvah kagon she'osuk b'divrei torah v'lchein nagel lama psuka dezimah v'ashrei kodem. And Tosfos says, Tosfos Rosh says similarly, v'lchein nagu lama psuka dezimah v'ashrei kodem tefillah k'dei lama b'tefillah mitoch divrei simcha shal mitzvah she'osuk b'divrei torah. So we see that the reason the institute of psuka dezimah is not only because it's shira v'tishbachos and ritzui and divrei shevach l'Hashem Yisparach, but also because it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah, because since it's tilim and it's kisvi hakodesh, so that kiyum is of saying Torah before is a prelude to tefillah, because both of them fall under the rubric of avodah shebelev and amida lefnei hashchina.